So we have this Gra, which is arguing with the Shach, and we thought he's also arguing with the Bach, because the Gra is saying that by Shasak, the Acher Kaksavach, same as Shasak Mitchinat Saif, that if you bring Edim, the Gra says, I already said it wrong. Strike again. The Gra says, Edim help. Even though only by Shasa Mitzchila Batsayif, Edim does not help, not like the Shach, but by Shasak Ta'acher Kaksavach, I said it wrong. By Shasak Ta'acher Kaksavach, everyone agrees Edim doesn't help. Everyone agrees that. Everybody agrees that Edim doesn't help. But Shazak Barakar Gaksavach, the Shach says that Edim does not help, because we put you on your Chazakah. And both the Bach and the Gra say that Edim do help. But there's a difference between the Bach and the Gra, that the Bach says that the reason why Edim help, because it's an aboy did a wave shita. And then he says this line that Egloi Milsa, the Edim are Megad, Egloi Milsa, that ain't gan hold up. And the Gra is Medwig and the Gra, that even if the Gemara is poshet the aboy, still Edim will help. So the $1 million shaita that we're trying to figure out is, why does the Shach hold that Edim help? So Pashat Shat, I admit, we're making a monster out of nothing, but I'm not sure. Pashat Shat is that is in the back set as far away, the back pass can Edim help. The Shach, the Gra is basically agreeing with the Bach. So he's in, and the Bach explained the Svara, because the Gloy Milsa ain't got hold on. So we'll say the Gra holds the exact same spot. The reason why we were slightly nervous, or we suspected that maybe it's not true, is because the Bach has a preamble when he says that Svara. The preamble is that because it's in a boy, though, Ifshita. So it's Mashmah of the Bach that the Svara would never work if we paskin, it's a hold up. And the Gra, the Chara is going on the side that we paskin, it's a hold up. So the simple shot would be, okay, so there's a little machlaikas between the Gra and the Bach, and that Svara. How far does the Svara go? This Svara, the Gloy Milsa, can you say it even in if you paskin? But we don't know. Maybe the Bach is right, that you can't. You know, the Bach knows the Svara. He knows the parameters of the Svara, and he realizes you can't. So the way it came out yesterday is that it a little bit would depend on how we explain the Bach Svara. If you explain the Bach Svara the way I wanted to explain it, that it's a din edus, that the edim are mayed, that there's no Hodah. But the Hodah is made, there's no Edim, because that's Pshat and Shasak Mitzchila Vatzayif. So Teretz is, but by Shasak Vakak Tzavach, the Hodah can't testify there's no Edim, because it's only a Safek. So Pashtus in the Bach is right, that if the Gemara is paskening that it's a Hodah, then Shasak Vakak Tzavach is the same as Shasak Mitzchila Vatzayif. It's that there's a psakdin that there's a Hodah. The Hodah says there's no Edim. The Edim say there's no Hodah. So it's a draw, and the best man wins. So Pashtus and the Gra would not work out. If you learned Shad in the Bach the way I said it, then Enoch and Ami, the Bach was right, that it only makes sense if it's a suffix, not if we're pushing the aboy. We learn Shine the Bach the way some of the guys wanted to say it, that the Bach is saying a mitziyistik of svara, that it's less, it decreases the probability that there's a holdah. So you could say that even, it's not a question in halacha, it's a question in mitziyas. So the fact that we're inclined we're inclined to say it's a holdah, still it can decrease the probability. Once you bring an edim, it decreases the probability. So we're not necessarily make any difference. In other words, that's where the guys were saying yesterday. If you learn my pshat, it's a din. So it's governed by Hilchas Dinim. So once we paskin that it's a holdah, then everything is governed by din. So once it's paskin the holdah, it's the same as shasak mitchid of atzorb, this paskin the holdah. You learn the Mitzias pshat. So the fact it's irrelevant how we paskin in din. The criteria is the Mitzias. So you could just say that Saif Kosov, the Mitzias, that it's a holdah by Shasaf Akatsavach, even if we paskin it's holdah, but the Mitzias is still slightly less. And therefore, when you have Adim, it moves it down to a level that we don't assume it's a holdah. While Shasaf Mitzias about Saif, even with Adim, it doesn't move it down to that level of Mitzias. Right? That's basically what we said yesterday. I hope that was right. Anyone, did I say it wrong?
No, it sounded right. I just don't understand why the Gra is not the pashtus in the Gemara. The Gemara is the pashtus should be that it's decided. That's what the Gemara's mashma, that there's a teretz. And the Gra's loshen is to masha kasa the Gemara. I don't know why he goes on further. That's a good kasha.
The Gra might be pashas in the Gemara. Fine.
The kasha's on the bottom. The kasha's on the other people.
But the question is in svara. You have to have a logic. Just because something is mashma in the loshen in the Gemara, you have to have a hesberg. We're not asking where the Gra got it. That's not the question. We're saying that you see in the Bach, that in the Bach who says the same din as a Gra. Almost, but he adds a line, the time of the milsa, which means that the Bach, right? I think he said the line, I don't have the exact lashon. I'm saying the Gra. I'm saying this. The Bach said when he said this din that Adem helped, he says, so I'll head the show. It doesn't say time also. Sorry, take it. But he gives a reason. Now, why does he give a reason? Apparently, he gives a reason because he felt that in Svara it's Shver. He felt the need to give a reason. So he went out of his way. The Bach went out of his way to give a reason.
He did it because of the tour. I'm sorry.
It's a reason because he wants to explain why he feels that way. Otherwise, where do you get that from? So he's basing it. He has to have a reason. Now, the Gra doesn't have a Chayra, the Bach's reasoning. So if the Gra doesn't have the Bach's reasoning, so we have a question. Granted, okay, very nice. The Gra is derived from the Gemara. But obviously, there are other people with other ways of reading the Gemara. What is the logic? If it's not logical, even if it's mashram the Gemara, you can't say it. So if the only svara that we know at this point to say that Adem help is the Bach svara, and the Bach svara would not work if it's paskind, so then there the Gra makes no sense. The Gra is creating, in my Havana, the Gra is creating a stira. Because what in halachically, what's the difference between Shazak Mitzchida Vatzayt and Shazak Rakar Gatzavach and we pass in its Hodah? In both cases, the starting point is you start out with a Hodah. The Hodah says that you don't have Adim. Then the Adim comes and say you don't have Hodah. So it's exactly the same. Why should there be any difference? So there's no logic to the Gra. So, okay, so the one Svara we have is that the Gra was not working with my pshat in the Bach. Maybe he agreed with my Chan Dabat, but he's arguing himself with a different shot. I don't know. Either way, but the Gra is working with Mitzias. Okay. But I wasn't, you know, I have to admit, I wasn't so keen on that story. I didn't like the Mitzias photo altogether. I thought it was a little, I kept on saying it's a little ba-ba-tish, that I'm not sure that it's so true that in Mitzias, Adam decreased the probability of Hodah. Why can't the person make people make Hodahs for who knows why? I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I just don't see from the back.
I'm just trying to see in the Gra. I just have a question on the Gra.
Yes,
sir. I just want to see in the Gra saying, I bring your wife from Gemara. That if it's shasek v'achkach tzavach, Adam will work, because I'm sorry, the case must be because otherwise the case could have been a case of shasek the whole time. But if it would have been a case of shasek the whole time, then that would have been pushed. How could that have been the case of the Braisa?
I don't know that. That's a kash on the Gemara.
Right.
The Gemara, what's the Gemara's raya from the Braisa? Maybe the Braisa is talking about Shosak the whole time.
How could that be? That's Pashut.
Okay. So he does, apparently.
The Ritva asked that. That's the Ritva's question.
Yeah. So what we said is apparently we don't know Claude Braises, and we don't know whether Braises might be allowed to say things that are slightly Pashut. The Gemara never said it. The Gemara only said that can't be Rabbi Zeir as a boy. The Gemara never said it's Mamish Pashut. It's the difference between saying that it's, you know, the Gemara only said that Rabbi Zeir would have never had a boy on such a thing because it's definitely a duh. But the Gemara never said the Farish that it's Pashut. So you're saying that if once the Gemara says that Rav Zeira could have never had a boy, that means that it's Pashut. It's not Mukhlof. It could be it's not Pashut. It's worthy for a Braisa to teach it to you. It's just that Rav Zeira, who's, you know, not much lower level than a Braisa, not that much lower than a Tana, you know, one generation, whatever it is later, he would have a suffix in this. Because just like the Braisa would know it, he knows it. But not that it's not worthy to say. So apparently the Gra did not hold of that answer. You know, this is your answer that it's Pashut. The Gemara never said that the Lashem Shita, right? I don't think so. The Gemara just says, Hey Chidami, Ida Kosavach, my Havnei Nebedit. But maybe it's still not Pashut. It's just Rav Zeira went to the boy, especially in light of what people point out that line, the Gemara, is taking a side, especially in the Pashtus in the Gemara, even though the Gemara says, my Havnei Nebedit, and the Gemara is saying that the din is for sure, the Tfisa doesn't help, but the Gemara Gufa later has in a boy, Tukful Kohen, maybe Amos, Emos, Omiyado. So what many people say, that when the Gemara says, the Gemara is working with the Maskana that we pass in, so then it's surely not Pshita. There's the Gemara Gufa clears a whole shaita about it. It's just that the Gemara felt that they come out at the Maskana, and it's not Mistavra, the Rav Zeira is arguing with the Maskana.
Or on the other side, I do is Pashut, right?
What?
We're saying that the Pashut is the other side. We have the guys Shasak the whole time, or do you ugly?
No, we're going on that case.
Right, not the my Havla Meban, right?
Either Shasak or the other day. Right. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got that case. Either Shasak. Where is it? Either Shasak or the other day. So you're saying therefore it's Pashut. I'm saying it's not so simple as Pashut. Oh, I'm on the wrong side. You're right. It's not so simple as Pashut. Okay, yes, I'm wrong. I take back the second part. You're right. I got mixed up. That's the next line. You're right. But okay, but it just could be the Gra Pasha holds that even though the Gemara says Oida, it doesn't mean that a Braisa can say it. Because a Braisa could tell you that. Okay, anyway, so let's go for what anyone have anything to say on this Gra?
It might be, you know, hopefully related, but we're constantly assuming that in the case of Shasak Mitchila V'Atzof, then it's Pasha that if Edim are going to come, it's not going to be good, that everybody agrees to that. That Shasak Mitchila V'Atzof, if Edim comes, it's not going to be, that the Edim will not be able to do anything.
The Gross says that the Farish.
Right. But is he saying that Misvara, is he saying it because he's forced into saying it?
I don't know, but he does. I don't know. Yeah, whatever he wants. Whatever is good for the Jews.
Whatever is good for the Jews. Okay. So now I have to try to think. Because to me, it appeared that the Gemara is actually, he had a kasha on the Gemara. When the Gemara is trying to resolve Rav Zera's Ibaya, yes, the Gemara is giving, you know, it brings this braisa, ha'isa yaitzes mitachas yadosh l'chamhem. So the Gemara says, first you think, if it's literally, then it's pashat. Yeah, then the Gemara says, no, it's a case of shasak v'achar kach tzavach. So it seems that the Gemara has a kasha. Why do you say that it's that case? Why don't you just say that it was shasak mitchil v'atzayf?
Right.
So he is forced. The fact that the Gemara is actually establishing it in a shasak v'achar kach tzavach, that is forcing him to say that if it's shasak mitchil v'atzayf, must be that if Edim would come in such a case, the Edim would not be able to meaning, if you bring a raya in such a case, you would not be able to bring it, and it would not fit into this braisa.
Right. Okay.
Now I'm not sure what I'm accomplishing, but it is changing a little bit the angle.
What you're accomplishing is only that not that there were two separate questions we had on the gra. We had on the gra the question what his star is. I don't think you're accomplishing on that, but we had on the gra his lashon that he seems to emphasize the wrong thing at the end.
At the last three words.
Right. That would be true. You know, that you're saying that the Gra personally felt that that's a chish, even though the Shach agrees to that, and the Bach agreed to that, and everyone agreed to that, but Mr. Gra, you know, the Gra in his own world, he felt that that's really where the chiddush is, and therefore he speaks it out. Yeah, that could be. That would explain, you know, there's like, so in other words, he's not really speaking to the Shach or you know, he's speaking on his own.
Right, he's coming from a totally different angle than them.
Right, and therefore, and he assumed that the Chiddush, yes, that I would say, I think so, is that the Gra assumed that the everybody else is assuming, except for maybe this Tav, which is for some outside reason, a Chazara, which is okay, a different Hasfar altogether, that everyone's assuming that Shazang Mitzvah V'Atzayv, of course, Edim is no good. And the Kiddush is whether or not Edim will be good or no good. You know, that's where Shazang V'Akak Tzavah. That's where the Machlokes is. That's where the Bach and the Shach argue. And that's where it's debatable when, you know, the Pashas will say maybe it's like the Shach and the Bach is saying it's Kiddush. But the Gra, yes, I think it's probably right. The Gra has some Svara, and it's sort of just setting up the Svara. It's looking even better. Other, that's why I'm also thinking that he's not like with the Bach. The Gra is coming from the Gra has some Svara. Why really he would have assumed that even Shazak Mitzvah V'Atzayf, Edim should help. And then there's a limit that he's limiting it only to Shazak Mitzvah V'Atzayf, Edim doesn't help. But Shazak Akar Tzavah, so to speak, he'll retain his whatever, Havamina, right? So, it makes me, you know, more difficult understanding the Gra. In other words, again, you're going to tell me that the Gra's Havamina, it was your Svara, even by Shasak back, Mitzvah V'Atzayf, that the fact that Edim come, you know, he thought that even there, the probabilities is not a hold up. I don't know, that sounds a little fluky, you know, to say that Svara, even to say that that's, in other words, you were saying the Gra's Havamina was that the Edom, the Gemara's Maskana, the Edom changed the Metzias. So he thought that the Edom had changed the Metzias even by Shasak Metzvira Vatsayf, where it's so clear that the guy meant to hold up. The Gemara held the pastures is the other way. I don't know, right?
The Gemara should ask that as the Eboy.
Right. In other words, I would rather say that the Gemara is you know, something like there's within the system that we were saying in the system in the Bach that, and that's what is that the Edom, the reason for the Bach in Shasagrak HaKsavach is because the Edom are testifying it's not a Hodah. So we goofa said this in the Bach. That's why the Bach needed Rabbeinu Yaina, because once the Svara is that the Edom are testifying it's not a Hodah, so that could really work by Shasak Mitzchila Vatsayf too, because the Edom are testifying that there's not a Hodah. If Edom Mamish come in and testify there's not a Hodah, so even if it's very, 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 very unlikely, but we shall listen to Edom. So that sort of fits nicely into the Gra. So, okay, from the Bach, we resolved that, but with Rabbeinu Yaina. So Shamir yesterday, he's not here today, I think he wanted to say that maybe just simply say that the Bach doesn't hold the Rabbeinu Yaina.
The Gra.
I keep on saying the wrong thing. I'm sorry, yes. You must keep on correcting me. Thank you. The Gra, but I don't know. That doesn't sound good. The Rabbeinu Yaina is in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, to say the Gra doesn't hold Rabbeinu Yaina, I know. But the structure there, there's something there maybe, that there's a good svara to say, even by Shas like Mitzchila V'Atzayf, since you're saying Eidus that there's no Hodah, so we should accept the Eidus that there's no Hodah. Aye, but you got Rabbeinu Yaina that says, but it works the other way. So for some Havamina, that the that it's not so pushit. Okay. Anyway, that's where we're holding. Yes. Okay. Anyone else have some pearls of wisdom? What?
I still don't understand why he brings that Haggah down. The Rebbe said yesterday it's Haggah. So why is the Gra bring the Sif Zion? What's the reason he brings Sif Zion?
It was just a Raya to prove that Raya helps. Just it says over there in Sif Zion that Raya helps. The Shach said, I'm trying to remember. The Shach said, I'm getting mixed up the people again. The Shach said that Raya would not help in any case. So it's a Raya against the Shach. It's a Raya against the Shach, I think. He's bringing two Rayas that proves that a Raya helps, one from the Lashon and the Gemara. Because the Gemara says the door is bound there, and from Sif Zion. Okay, let me try and say something.
Does everybody have to hold that we say door is bound there, that it's better than Edom?
Can
anybody hold that it's equal?
I don't think so, because it seems to be many, you know, it's like hard to make a machlokes. It's going to have such major ramifications in Gan Shas. And L'chaira, it's a Gemara. We have very little bikiyas, but, you know, it seems, you know, that everyone seems to assume that. So we're not going to say the Gra debates that. But besides which, it seems to be a Gemara in Brahma Messiah, Daf Gemara with Beis, because the Gemara said that Piv, the Marandav Gimel Mabei said that Piv has an advantage over Edom, that Edom is Ba'achosheva Zama, What does that mean? It means that Edom have hakasha. And it says, Edom have hakasha and azama. Hakasha means if two other Edom come, so it's 50-50. And therefore, there's it's a suffix. But Piv doesn't have hakasha and azama, which means that even if other Edom would come, it would not be 50-50. So it seems pretty befarish in the Gemara, even in our Gemara right here, from our, you know, our very limited Bikiyas, and I only know one Masechta. You know, we only know like three blocks, because that's what we learned this year. It's pretty befarish that Odas Baldin beats Edom, right? I think Rashi says, yeah, in other words, Rashi says on that Gimel Mebeis, "Ain't no Bakosh Mazama, him hold the law of Mana, Ubo Aiden Vichishu, Lomer Ain Kakai, Loklum, Ain't no Nifner Beka, no does bow din, Gime Aiden." That's what Rashi says on Gimel Mebeis. I don't know if anyone will disagree with that reading of the Gemara. So it would be very, I think it would be very hard to say the growth to say someone disagree with that.
But Rebbe says different over here because shtika kai does. Maybe shtika kai does not a does, but then kame eden dami. If it comes from shtika, Rebbe once said that it's not the same. It's not the same starting point.
Well, that's what trying to that maybe that I mean that's what I was trying to gonna say. But pashas, why should that be? If shtika, you're making oda, so why shouldn't it be? And oda is better than eden. So and the Gemara side is oda eden. Gemara that vav. I haven't agreed. That's what I was thinking. But the question is to make logic out of it. We know Hodah is better than Eidah. And the Gemara says Eidah, Eidah. So if it's Eidah, and according to the Gra, we're passing the Shazak Bakak Savak is also Eidah. So if it's Eidah, so it's Hodah.
Well, we see from the Rabbeinu Yonah that it's definitely a lower level Hodah, that he has to come up with this idea of possibly any Eidah that will come.
Well, that's only because if Edom can be Mevayer, it's not a lower, the way we're saying now, it's not a lower level of Hodah. It's just that we're not 100% sure that's Hodah.
Maybe over here it's shiny because he comes in holding it. His Tfisa, original Tfisa, it's not like he's not holding it. He says, oh, Shtika, to a Taina. We see him holding it. There's a Bafanenu. We point that it's Bafanenu. So maybe that makes it a little bit stronger. The shtika makes it a little bit stronger. That.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, then let me try and say what I was trying to think. But this is just for fun. A fun svara. In Lumdis, it's a very, the way we're looking at it is that Hodas Baldin is a halachic force. Halachic force is that it's 100%, whatever. It's the strongest force in the world. If we have a suffix, if we have Odas Baldin, it means we have a suffix, you have 100%. We have two stadim. Maybe you have this super strong 100%, or maybe you have zero. That's the way we're viewing it. There's a certain halachic force. We have a suffix if it's here, then it's mamish, it's 100%, because that's what that force is. If it's not here, it's a zero. That's assuming that it's a halachic force, but there's two types of biurim in the world. There's halachic biurim and there are physical biurim, right? In other words, for example, there's another thing that beats Adam, besides Hodas Baldin, a thing called Bo Harig Viragla. Right, Edom say the guy's dead, and the dead man walks in. Right, that also beats Edom. Now that doesn't beat Edom because there's a halachic beer. That beats Edom because there's a mitzvahistic beer. So, what would happen if we're 99% sure that it's bohar biragla? So then, it's not. Maybe it's 100%, 1%. Zero. It's vadai 99%. Right? I'm trying to be clear. There's two different types of if you have a if the baharag biraglov, but there's a 50% something whether it's a dead husband or not. you wouldn't say it's a suffix if you have 100% beer. It's vadai 50% beer, right? So there are two different types of beer. Eidim, Hodos Baldin, the way we're gripping it, is a halachic beer. If it's there, it's 100%. If it's not there, it's a zero. Bohorek Biraglov is a mitzias beer. If you're not sure if it's there, so the mitzias to beer goes down. So the beer can go down from 100 to 99, 98, 97, 96, depending on how big the suffix is. So the beer can fluctuate. Eidim pashas don't fluctuate. If you have a suffix, if you have Eidim, it's a suffix. Do you have whatever the beer is saying? Eidim is 97%. The suffix, you have 97%. So we were assuming in the whole time, and I hope I'm being clear. There are these two types of biurim. There's halachic biurim that's either, you know, if you have it, if you don't have it, you don't have it. There's no middle. So it's a suffix if you have it. If you have it, you got it completely. You know, there's, you did a suffix if you did a shechita. Either the animal is kosher or treif. There's no middle. Either if there was a shechita, it's a shachet. If there was no shechita, it's not shachet. Either there's Hodos Baldin and you got all the power of Hodos Baldin, or there's no Hodos Baldin. But there are certain things that are not halachic, they're mitzias orientated. Not like what we were saying before, the mitzias, whether or not there's Hodos Baldin. That was the whole raya is mitzias. Bohorek Biraglav is not based on a pasuk. Bohorek Biraglav is based on common sense. And therefore, when he looks like the husband, but we're not sure, so then it goes down from 100% to a 98%. If we're a little less sure, it goes down to a 97%. At some point of time, when we're a little bit not sure that's really the husband, then Bohorek Biraglav will lose to Eidim, right? There's Bohorek Biraglav is a stronger proof than Eidim, but if Bohorek Biraglav, but we're not 100% sure that that's the husband, We're only 99% sure that that's a husband. So maybe it still might beat Eidim. If we're 98% sure that's a husband, then it might lose to Eidim, right? So Mitzias Dika Biurim can fluctuate, can move the range. Halachic Biurim is either all or nothing. So maybe the Gra held that Hodos Baldin, obviously, it's based on the pasuk, but the pasuk is the various akasav is that this is a mitzias gabirer. The guy wouldn't be maida, and that's just true. So it's the Torah is telling you, not that I'm not saying that this is it's various akasav, but the Torah is telling you view Hodos Baldin as a logical proof. Not that that's exerus a kosher that Hodos Baldin is 100% no matter what. View Hodos Baldin as a sichli proof. View it as Bohorek Biraglav. View it as Torah saying when assumed you that's a din that you should assume even though it's not true, make believe that a person would never be made unless it's true. So if the guy makes a Hodos, it's a raya, then it's the truth. So it's like we have a physical proof. So now what if we're 99% sure they did Hodos Baldin? Then you only have a 99% proof. If we're 98% sure they have a Hodos Baldin, then you vaday have a 98% proof. So the viewer of the Hodos Baldin can fluctuate. It's not all or nothing. Every situation, the Hodos Baldin's beer changes because it's based on a logic. It's the Xeris HaKosov, but the Xeris HaKosov is telling you to accept the logic. People don't lie to their chayv. So if the guy said it, it must be true. Now what if he almost said it? What if he didn't probably said it? We're not sure if he said it. Okay, so you have a probable proof. A probable proof. So the even though we paskin shazak v'achar kaksavach, we're passing it to Hodah, but that doesn't make it 100%. Right? That's the beauty of this. According to the, if you learn Pshat, that al dos bal din is a din. So if on the tzad that shasak barakak tzavak is a hoda, then the din is, it becomes 100%. Because we pass in, we say it's just like the shach. The shach's theory is saying this. The chazaka paskins that you have a hold on bowed in. Now that you have a hold on bowed in, you can be an adim. Because once we know we have a hold on bowed in, then we have 100%. 100% beats adim. You know, because so once the Gemara is pushing the aboy that we have a hold on bowed in, then you can be an adim. You can do anything. Because you got the halacha paskins, you got all those mountain. All those mountain, it's either all or nothing. And once it's all, then it's all. Either, if it's here, it's here. But if you say it's a physical metzias to gabirer, so you can't say the halacha paskins, you got all those mountain. Okay, you got all those mountain. But is it 100% all those mountain or 99% all those mountain, 97% of it's like Bohari Baraglav. We're still not. 100, you can't deny that there's a certain amount of ambiguity in this Hodas Baldin. We're not sure that it's Hodas Baldin. By definition, Hodas Baldin that we're not sure about is not as good as Hodas Baldin that we're sure about. That's so then it could be, it makes lots of sense that at some point that it would lose to Adam. That make sense to anyone?
what's the first step in the Gemara on that? If it's physical, I'm saying, what's the first step in the Gemara? That's Pashas Odi Odile. Why don't we have like 98%, 97%? What's the first step?
No, since there's no indication that it wasn't like that, because he wasn't Savach, so we assume we have no reason not to suspect that he was Maida. So it's come out 99.9% that he made a hold up. But when it shows like Barakak saw that.
Adam, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. By the ratio, by Adam come in, he was Shasak, Oidilei, and now Adam come in and say, no way, we know for sure he picked it up first, no question.
99% sure they made a Hodah. So now you have a very strong Hodah's Bowden against Adam, and Hodah's Bowden, the beer of Hodah's Bowden is better than Adam.
It's not me, Aiden.
Is stronger than Aiden. And here we're 99% sure they have a Hodas Baldin. So you have the 99, the beer goes down one iota. That's not enough to lose to Aiden.
How do we know that's not enough?
Where's the press? I don't know. Because now we're allowed to be. We're allowed to say because I don't know. Like here, Sandy said it's not so partial from the Gra. But the Chazal knew, we have a deer from Chazal, that Chazal knows that by Shazal Metzina Vad Saif, we're not, the power of that Odah is strong enough to beat Eidim. But by Shazal Gracher Gaksavach, even if we're inclined to think that it's a Odah, but by definition, the very fact that there's a possibility that it might not be a Odah decreases the strength of the proof. Because you can't say I'm definite that there's a there's a Hodah. You're not definite. And if the Hodah is a proof, well, since it's not sure that there's a Hodah, then you're not sure you have a proof. So the proof has been vadai weakened by the existence of this of the tzavach. So there says the Gra, there that proof. Even though we pass in it's a proof, but it's not strong enough to beat Aiden. It might beat Rav, it might beat Chazaka, but it's not going to beat Aiden. Because, not because of the back, not because of the Aiden under, say, they said there's no Hodah. That was in the back. Because, Sam, the Hodah itself gets weakened. Hodah, it's not all or nothing. There are grades of Hodas Baldin. Right? That's the idea. I think it's a very radical svara, but it might make a lot of sense. Everybody in this sugya is assuming either you're a Hodah and then you have full strength, or you're not a Hodah and you're a zero. We have the Paskin, the Chazaka Paskins, the Rav Paskins, whatever it is. But there's if we Paskin, you're a Hodah, and your mamash Oda. If you pass in, you're not Oda, then you're a garnish. But there could be not a psak din. It's Oda's Baldin is a lot, is a proof. It's a circumstantial evidence. Why would a guy be Maida unless it's really true? So there, you could have a strong circumstantial evidence and a little bit weaker and a little bit weaker and a little bit weaker, a little bit stronger. And therefore, every Hodos Baldin can fluctuate. So if there's a slight possibility that it wasn't a Hodos Baldin, then even though we're inclined to say it was, but the circumstantial evidence is weaker. So that can lose to Edom.
But basically, Rebbe is creating a Hodas Baldin, which is weaker and would be in Hakasha.
Right. Now, they're making a new creature. There's in the Gemara, the thing, in the, so everybody's learning Hodas Baldin is a halachic kayach. And therefore, if it's here, it's here with its always strength. It's pass fail. If it's here, it's here. And it's better than Adam. If it's not here, then it's garnish. It's only two choices. Either you have all those baldin, you know, it's like shita. It's like, you know, it's pass-fail. A lot of things in the Torah that way. Either you have all those baldin or you don't have all those baldin. If you have that kayach, all those baldin as a kayach of 100. If you have it, you got it. If you don't have it, you got nothing. So you go from 0 to 100. There's no middle. But I'm trying to say there are things called circumstantial evidence, which of course there's middles. There's a stronger circumstantial evidence, a little stronger circumstantial evidence. Right? Bohari Giraglov is circumstantial evidence. And then there could be millions of levels in Bohari Giraglov. He looks like the husband. He talks like the husband. He has a few more gray hairs than the husband. He's a little bit bolder than the husband. He forgot certain things. It's a little bit suspicious. How come he knows this? He doesn't know that. You know, whatever. So you can be, not every bar of Biraglav is 100%. So then it's 90% is bar of Biraglav. So that there you could hear that there are grades. So who maybe Odoz Baldin is predicated on a svara. Not that the Torah says it's a svara. The Torah says there's assume a logic that people are not moida unless it's true. Work with that logic. So it's a logic. So then if we're 90% sure that he was moida, see, we don't say we pass can we go bust a roiv and we pass can he's moida. No, if you're not, it's like we're 90% sure, Bahara Guraglov. We're 90% sure, Bahara Guraglov. You only have a 90% proof. I'm not going to say you have 100%. If there's a 90% proof, if I would say I'm 90% sure that's a husband, you would say, okay, well, what's it's a husband, Bahara Guraglov, it beats Aiden. You wouldn't say that because there's no din. It's a mitzias. It's a beer that, so the beer is only 90%. So, okay. Yeah,
Why does he lose? What's the secret that he loses?
We're passing that the boy dosha that's a hoda, and therefore you get to win the Taoist. But even though we're passing it's a hoda, we're not denying the possibility that there's a chance it's not a hoda. So even though it's a hoda, and you win the Taoist, it's not a hoda with the power of 100%. It's a hoda with a power of 75%. Because like that's what Sandy said, I'm in Mechadish, that the powers of hoda can fluctuate. It's not all or nothing. It's not either you have a full hoda or you have zero hoda. You can have a weak hoda. You can have a stronger hoda. So you can have a hoda which is strong enough to give you the talis when there's no Edim, but not, and it's strong enough to beat a muksik or whatever, but it's not strong enough to beat Edim. Most hodas are strong enough to beat Edim. This hoda is a weak hoda. So this hoda loses to Edim, will beat a muksik. A different hoda will beat muksik, will lose to a muksik and beat something else. I don't know, beat a rive. You know, the hodas can fluctuate in their power. It's a very structurally, I think it's a very nice svara. It would definitely need a raya, and it'd be nice if someone said such a thing, and I have no bikias if it's true, but it sounds true that there are proofs that fluctuate. You know, there are proofs that if a proof that's based on common sense, then sometimes it can be stronger and sometimes it can be weaker, depending on how strong that common sense is. You know, we have that some chazakas are chazaka in the parea talks mana can be by simamen, and other chazakas can't be by simamen. You know, things fluctuate. It depends. Every case it can be different. So every Aldaz Baldin could be different. So if you verbally say a clear cut Aldaz Baldin, so then there's no shyly did Aldaz Baldin. So then you get 100% proof. If there's a 99% chance that you said Aldaz Baldin, then you got a 99% proof. Shazak Mitzvah Vatsayev is a 99% proof. I would even claim that even Shazak Mitzvah Vatsayev is weaker than a regular Aldaz Baldin. And that's why the Gra had a Havamina, that even Shazak Mitzvah Vatsayev loses to Eidim. Because even Shazak Mitzvah Vatsayev, even though Avada, we're assuming 99.9% it's a Hodah, but since there's a slight suffix that it's a not, so that slight suffix weakens your Kayach of the Hodah's Baldin. Then the Shazak Mitzvah Vatsayev is a bigger suffix. It weakens the power of the Hodah's Baldin more. So even though we're inclined that it's a Hodah, okay, so inclined, this makes it 75% proof. It's like saying we're inclined that that's a husband. We're inclined that it's Bahari Biragov. The husband walks in, we want to pass it. The guy walks in, he knows, he remembers X and doesn't remember Y. Do we assume he's a husband? So the Gemara is going to have an avoid, you know, Ifshita, and they're going to pass in that we assume he's a husband, because the probability is, right, you know, the famous story that if you take him to shul, right, you know that story. Everyone knows the story. Shivi has always brought the story that there was a guy who came to town and he knew all kinds of things. He's claimed to be the husband. So they asked some gadol, they said, take him to shul and see if he knows where to sit. Because if he's a gadol of that, he went to, you know, a crook, he wouldn't have thought of finding out the information about shul. Okay, so let's say you got a guy who comes to town and he remembers where he sat in shul, but he doesn't remember his wife's birthday. So now you have a suffix. Is that the husband or not? If you remember,
then it's a vaday husband.
Okay. So that's it, because the Gemara is going to paskin that it's a husband. But it could be that he's not enough Baharik Miraglov to belate him. Right? There's a reyes of to assume he's not the husband. Okay, we're paskining. If there's no Adim against him, we're assuming he's a husband. And in other words, she'd be allowed to marry him. If there's no Adim against him, we're allowed to assume he's a husband. But if Adim come and say he's not the husband, we're not. So there could be, in Baharik Viraglov, there's definitely Dargas. So why can't there be Dargas in Hodas Baldin?
Okay.
What? That's my possible shot.
Yeah, but it's not like the Gra doesn't say anything like that, right? It doesn't mention that svara.
I know, but the Gra doesn't say very much. So I agree. But the Gra does say, you know, a little bit like with Quentin Matayek, that he does seem to feel that it's not even so pushed that Shazak Mitzvah Tzoyf is Eidim.
That's why he quotes that part of the Gemara?
He seems to be having this, like this idea that even though Hodas Baldin, now what do you mean? What's the Shaila? Everyone else Hodas Baldin be Eidim. So that's a little bit I'm trying to say, but not every Hodas Baldin is going to be Eidim.
Right.
So
nice for
suffix. What? Okay. I can't. Sorry, Rabbi Meltzer, we can't hear you again.
Svara.
What? I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Rebbe, would be easier to say Rebbe Svara if we say that
works all the time. Nice Svara. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's saying it's a nice Svara.
It's a nice Svara.
Okay, thank you.
Rebbe, would it be easy to say it's far if we say Hodel works als his chayvus, like instead of his beer, like in from the was it the Marie Ben Levi?
I think it's the opposite. His chayvus is probably a din. Either you were mechayv yourself or you weren't mechayv. It's halachically, it's like making a neder. Either the neder is chayv or the neder is not chayv. That sounds like a pass fail. Dvarim shulayv havei dvarim elo havei dvarim. No one ever says there's a quasi level. Either if it's varim shemila, if you said it, either we go by what you said, or we go by your name. There's no middle. So either it's a neder, you know, or matana, and then you're obligated to keep what you said, or you didn't say it, and you're not obligated. That sounds like pass fail. But in birur, we know that there are two different types of birurim. There are birurim that are like zeres akasas, like adim. So either you have it or you don't. But there are biurim that are logical and they do fluctuate. So I'm just saying that maybe Hodah's Baldin, of course, you know, it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk is saying that it's a logical birur, and therefore it can also fluctuate.
Where's the Bach and the Gra arguing? Which point? Why does he say Baldin? Why does he say
The Shach definitely holds, not like I'm saying, because the Shach says that Eidim Paskin, that it's a full-fledged, I mean, the Shach says a Chazaka Paskin, that's a Muxik, it's a Hodah, and now that the Chazaka Paskin is a Hodah, it kills Eidim. So he's definitely saying, not like me, that it's a, you know, once we determine that it's a Hodah, then it gets full power. You know, so I'm just saying that this is the Grom,
the
different Shita.
The Bach.
The Bach, I don't know. I would assume he also agreed with the Shach.
Rebbe said that the Bach only does by the Loyev Shita.
Right, because he doesn't.
But he wouldn't say it like this. What?
Yeah, because he doesn't know that this Svara. Now, this is a new Svara that we're saying that I don't care if you're Pasha the Abay. By definition, the fact that there's a possibility that you were shasa because you were relied on the fact of a chazir rabbanan, that weakens the birur of the hodah. It doesn't, the fact that we pask in the shayla, don't pask in the shayla is irrelevant. It can't change the metzias that possibility exists. Once the possibility exists, then it's a weaker hodah. The back would be holding, like everybody else, that it's a din. Hodah's paladin is a din. And once we pass in, you got the full strength of Hodah's Baldin.
Maybe that's why the Gemara says the Lashon Amotz Michavel Raya instead of saying that he gets it because of Hodah's Baldin. It's Gufa Amotz Michavel Raya. Mehechi Tesi, and that level, you have to prove that level is not goes against it.
Okay. You're trying to bring a Raya to me. I thought that's against your...
Amotz Michavel Raya.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll see. Think about it. Right? I'll think about it. I believe that I will think about that. If you're bringing a ride to me, I'll think about it. But I need time to think. But okay. Anyway, anyone else have what to say about this? And it's not the pashas, but I think I agree with it's a nice svara. It actually makes sense in svara. Sometimes svaras don't make sense. This Svara actually makes sense because it's definitely such a concept by Bohari Biraga that you can have a birur that fluctuates and constantly fluctuating. But whether it's true by Hodah's Baldin, I don't know. Okay, anyway, so I'm going to try and write up whatever I can. If I can write it up, I'll try and send you. I don't know. I'm somewhat behind. I'm more than somewhat behind. So I think I can write up without the Rekiva, without the Gra. Maybe I'll try and write that up without and send that out. But anyway.
Rebbe is afraid to commit the Gra into writing this idea?
No. I'm not saying, I'm a gutsy person. It's just I don't have time to get the, you know, I assume people would like to, if anyone gets a chance to read, they would read probably over Shabbos. So I would like to get it out before Shabbos. And things are busy like always. So I don't know, but
what, I'm sorry.
But anyway, Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to start the next Gemara.
Any specific focus?
I don't know. I didn't read it yet.
Okay. Okay.
The next Gemara starts. Where is that?
The other pshat that they can't say that it's this pshat, right?
What's
where El should talk about him.
No, but I want to go back. Then we're gonna skip all that.
The sugya sefer.
From Intim Sinaimar.
The
first big line on the page. We gotta get it over. I gotta go from there. So it's from starting from Imtim Zalomar Takva Echo Feina Motimi Ado, Hikdisha Aina Mikudashes, Imtim Zalomar Daveno Aina Motiado, Hikdimo, Hikdisha, but I'll talk from well. Right, that Gemara, that's a new piece. That's what we want to see. And there's some Tysis here. There's the Tysis, and I think we might have to do the Tysis, I suspect. So we'll see. Okay.
In which Tysis?
I don't know. I think there are two of them here. The bottom two Tysis. The bottom, one is on the next Amid, but so I don't know. But the first one is right away. Right.